Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Albert Breer is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, we heard Dustin said about an hour ago he heard that John Dorsey is in fact going to run this coach search, which we've wanted to happen, but obviously we were concerned it wouldn't. And Mary Kay Cabot just wrote an article saying this has been told that it will be John Dorsey running the show. Are you buying that?
Understanding, guys, is that they met extensively earlier this week to talk about the process. And, you know, from what I understand, John Dorsey got assurances from Jimmy Haslam and, indeed Haslam that he was going to be the one that's going to be running the coaching search, which is fantastic news if you're a Browns fan because, and we've been over it, a lot of their problems have been about the organization not being properly aligned and mismatching people. You know, whether it's all the way back with Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner, more recently with Mike Pettine and Red Farmer, Hugh Jackson and Sasha Brown, Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. I mean, this has been Jimmy Haslam's blind spot, is, you know, putting people together that shouldn't be working together. And I think by empowering the GM to make that hire, to make that head coaching hire, which, again, you know, through a series of meetings earlier this week, they empowered him to do that. I think you sort of do your best in that way to mitigate the problem. It doesn't totally eliminate the chance there could be discord down the line, but it certainly, you know, it certainly makes the chance of it happening a lot lower than it would be otherwise.
Yeah, boy, Albert, that makes me feel a hell of a lot better.
No doubt.
To be honest with you, because we've been talking about it. There's just no way this team was ever going to get over that hump as long as Jimmy Haslam keeps picking coaches. And now they've got the guy. They've got the football guy. Let John Dorsey be the lead dog on everything, on the coaching search, on the assistant coaches, on the roster, like everything. Full autonomy of the football operations.
I mean, look, New England's not perfect, but one of the reasons why they're able to run as smoothly as they've been able to run, and one of the reasons why they're able to get through all the big problems internally last year, and one of the reasons they're able to get through all of that is because there's one voice at the top of the organization, and it flows down from there. And, the message doesn't get screwed up, and that kind of sort of keeps people from trying to climb on top of each other and everything else. And, I think you see in most successful organizations that it does work. And if you want to look at some of the teams that have won the Super Bowl of late, Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson had a lot of background together before they got in their current positions. John Elway and Gary Kubiak played together. They won a Super Bowl together. Josh Snyder and Pete Carroll, that hasn't always been perfect, but the tension there has usually been healthy. In almost every case, you look at it and you see there's either great background with the people working or they've been able to develop a relationship where, if there's any sort of tension, it actually helps the process along.
Yeah, Albert, Bruce Arians is a name that's come up. He, in fact, said this weekend that it's the only team he'd coach for, which seems odd.
Right.
But at 66, I believe, does that make any sense for the Browns, even though the guy was a good head coach in Arizona?
Not really. I mean, I like Bruce. I think Bruce is a really, really good coach, And I think any team, would be lucky to have that sort of presence around them. I think what you're talking about now is fit. And, there's a reason why every one of Bruce Arians' quarterbacks is a freaking tank, right? Like, every single one of them. If you want to look historically, Ben Roethlisberger, Carson Palmer, Andrew Luck, the way that he plays offense, you push the ball downfield, seven-step drops, you're not doing a lot extra to protect the quarterback, and the quarterback is going to take a pounding. And, I think playing that sort of offense wouldn't be a terrific fit for Baker Mayfield.
Great
so while I think that there will be positives to the idea of Bruce Arians, and certainly there are guys, that are older, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, Tom Coughlin, that have won at the highest level into their 60s. I'm not sure that Bruce Arians would be the best fit specifically for your quarterback.
Who do you think would be the best fit, Albert?
Lincoln Riley.
Does it concern you at all?
I honestly think, Justin, in this case, the easy answer, the low-hanging fruit, is the right answer. I don't think you'd be able to convince him to come to Cleveland. I think if he's going to coach in the NFL next year, I'd say, like right now, I would say that the place that it would be in Dallas. But, I think the thing that really intrigues me about Lincoln Riley, and look, I mean, there's advantages too, and there's a built-in relationship. There's no feeling out period if you do hire him and all of that. But take Baker Mayfield out of the equation, and this is what I really love about him, about Lincoln Riley. I've had this said to me by two different people almost verbatim, and the what was said to me was the quarterback's job is the most difficult job in sports. So my job is to make his job as easy as I possibly can. Lincoln, over the last year and a half or so, Lincoln Riley is one guy who said that to me, and the other guy who said that to me is Sean McVay. I just think there are certain guys who get it, and I think there are certain guys who are able to meld their coaching style to whoever they're coaching, and I think we're seeing it with Riley now, and that he's coaching a different kind of quarterback in Kyler Murray, and coaching him into a position where, you make an argument he should be in the Heisman race, and this is a first-year starter who's had to live in the shadow of Baker Mayfield. And so I think there's a lot right about Lincoln Riley. I think he's got the people skills that Sean McVay does. He's got the offensive ingenuity that Sean McVay does. And I really, I just took that little piece there. And I know it sounds like a little thing, but to me it's a big thing because it tells me that the guy is coaching just matching his coaching style with what his players bring to the table. And we saw him, how he did it with Baker Mayfield. We're seeing now how he's able to do it with Kyler Murray. And I don't know if he wants to go to the NFL this year. What I do know is that pretty much every team that has an opening is going to be making a phone call to him.
Albert Breer, the MMQB, is our guest. All right, Albert, so I asked you who should be the coach of the Browns. You say Lincoln Riley. All right, hear me out on this. Sean McVay wasn't Sean McVay, would we even be considering Lincoln Riley?
That's a good question. I would say yes. And the reason why is because I think the way that the NFL is approaching offense is changing. And I think it was changing slowly, and it's accelerated over the last 2 years. We can take this back, and you guys have a minute, and I'll take you through the whole chronology of it. You can take this back all the way to the Wildcat in 2008. Everybody said the option wouldn't work in the NFL. The Wildcat showed us that conceptually the option would work, right? And so then the next step of that was actually doing it with your quarterback. We saw that in 2011 with Cam Newton in Carolina and Tim Tebow in Denver. And then in 2012, we saw Kyle Shanahan basically bring the Baylor offense to Washington and put up record numbers with RG3. And we saw Colin Kaepernick in the Nevada Pistol in San Francisco. And so slowly, step by step, we've seen these things happening, and we've seen defensive coaches catch up to it. And I think what we've seen over the last 2 years is all of this stuff almost reaching a point of maturation where Andy Reid's employing this stuff, and you see Doug Peterson employing this stuff, and now Matt Nagy's doing it in Chicago. And so Sean McVay is part of all of that. And I think there's more to Sean McVay than just who he is as an offensive coach. It's much bigger than that. But Sean McVay is part of that, offensive evolution, right, that's happened. And Chip Kelly was part of that a few years ago. But, I think what you're seeing is that whole evolution is now coming to maturation where we're seeing what all of this stuff actually looks in the NFL when you're not catching everybody off guard with it. And so now I think that there are a lot of owners out there that are saying, well, I'm looking at Andy Reid in Kansas City. I'm looking at Matt Nagy in Chicago. I'm looking at Doug Peterson in Philadelphia. I'm looking at Sean McVay in Los Angeles. Get me that. Find me a way to get that. And there are a limited number of coaches in the NFL that I think are willing and able to coach that way. And so the next logical step would be to look in the college ranks. And the number one guy in the college ranks right now, a question from that standpoint, is Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma.
Albert, if they don't go the college route, do you take a guy from one of those teams? Do you take a DeFilippo? Do you take a Zach Taylor or an Eric Bieniemy? Is that the way to go, one of the guys from those environments?
I think it can be, but I don't think it has to be. And the flip side of this is we've seen a lot of defensive coaches, guys with special teams backgrounds win Super Bowls, right? I mean, Belichick's obviously the ultimate example, but he's not the only one. You know, Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl in Seattle. John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl in Baltimore. You know, we saw Dan Quinn get to a Super Bowl in Atlanta. We saw, Ron Rivera get to a Super Bowl in Carolina. It's not the only way to do it. And I like Flip, and I think DeFilippo would be a good fit in Cleveland. I think Josh McDaniels, if, you know, you work all the other stuff out, I think he could be a good fit in Cleveland. What I would say is that I don't think that it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary that the guy has an offensive background, but there is an advantage to it. This is it, right?
Yeah.
So when the Rams were hiring Sean McVay, and I was talking to some of the people there about, like, how this plays into the development of Goff. And they said they weren't locked in on the idea of getting an offensive guy, but the big advantage of it was that if Goff started playing really well, what would happen? Well, if it wasn't an offensive head coach, the offensive coordinator would get hired away by someone else. And by hiring McVay, the fact is they don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a great point.
The advantage is, like, you can have a great head coach defensively. You can have a great coach special teams-wise, and those guys can work. I mean, I think that there's more important stuff to being a head coach than just being able to call an offense, right? But there is that built-in advantage that you have there where, you know, your quarterback, the most important guy in the building, won't have to go through any kind of upheaval from a scheme or a coaching standpoint if a guy calling the plays is actually the head coach. Because, again, if he plays well, like if you hire, say, Chris Richard from Dallas, to pull a name out of the hat, right? And he hires a brilliant young mind. Like, let's say he pulls Shane Waldron from the Rams staff and hires him as his offensive coordinator. Okay, so then they go to Cleveland and Baker kills it the next 2 years. What's going to happen? Shane Waldron's going to get hired away.
Right.
So it's not a requirement, but there is an advantage to having having a guy who coaches offense as your head coach.
Albert, to your point, remember, you know, the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. You mentioned Dan Quinn. Kyle Shanahan was their OC. Matt Ryan, who's really good, but had his best year with Kyle Shanahan. And then last year with Sarkisian, and I know it's a little better, it's better now, but last year their offense went backwards.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing is that, like, they're great now. Like, Sark's done a great job in year two.
Yeah.
But they went through that. Like, you know, they burned, I mean, in effect, it sort of burned a year of Matt Ryan's prime, right?
Right.
Like, because you had a young, improving defense, and all those offensive guys were back. So the last year you take that step back. If Kyle Shanahan's the offensive coordinator, do they put the ball in the end zone in Philly at the end of that game? Probably, right?
Yeah,
We might be talking about something else altogether. So there are little things that you can look at there, sure.
So ultimately, it's probably too hard to say at this point because we got, you know, a month, almost 2 months till it happens, but who do you think is going to be the hottest commodity of the current NFL assistant coaches?
Of the current NFL assistants?
Yeah.
Is it going to sound weird if I say Josh McDaniels?
No.
I know that it sounds strange, but I can't help but go back to Sunday Night Guys. And, you know, you see, and I don't know how much of that game you guys watched, but the Packers' first touchdown, it was so hard for them to get in the end zone, right? Like, it was so hard. And they throw on first down, they throw on second down, and then on third down, this is all from the 1 yard line. Like, Aaron Rodgers has to throw across his body to get the ball to Devontae Adams to get it in. And then you turn around and you see the Patriots, and they're turning Cordarrelle Patterson into a tailback. And they're running that double pass where they get a big play out of it, and they're able to sort of get themselves on track that way. It's just, you look at the level of creativity with Josh, and the level to which he's able to, you know, elevate certain players and move players around and maximize the guys in his roster. And I just think, like, if he's able to get past that hurdle, you know, if he's able to get that past that hurdle of what happened last year, and maybe it means finding a way to get Chris Ballard on his side. And so, you know, when people call Chris Ballard the Colts general manager, you know, he's not, like, totally killing him. Like, I think he would be a really hot commodity. You know, the other names, I think John DeFilippo certainly will be one of those names. He's done a terrific job working around some of the offensive line problems they've had in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins is having a really good year. And then, you know, I think Chris Hussar is another one you want to keep an eye on down in Dallas. Been a big part of making things work on the defensive side of the ball. And they haven't had a great year, but that young defense is playing really well, and they think really highly of Rashard there, to the point where if they were going to make a change with the head coach, I think they would do everything they could to hold on to Rashard as the defensive coordinator.
Great insight as always, Albert. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.